work with Tony Randall on anything I ever did again. The great thing about Tony is not only is he an extraordinary editor, he has experience in every aspect of the business. He's been a writer, he's been a director, he's been a studio executive. There isn't anything in the business Tony hasn't done. And I said to him, don't you want to be back in as a production executive? He said, oh, not on your life. He said, that's a terrible job. he said, it burns you out. And he decided he wanted to get away from, just far enough away from L.A. that he could work, but raise his kids in a much nicer place and a much safer, cleaner place, and said, you know what, I can edit it at home. I can have a studio here in an office that I can work in, and I don't have to go into an office every day as a production executive. And what he brings to that is just years of experience of everything. The Hellraiser movies and the movies he's directed, and the movies he's edited, and his own movies which he's edited, so that when he first began to look at the dailies, at the raw footage, we talked about why we shot certain angles. He said, do you have a list of what you'd like me to use? I said, I have some of them, but not every scene. So I said, here are the things I'd like to use if they'll cut, and figure out the rest. Tell me what you think. And what he did without my noticing it is that he found a way to understand what Clay and I were thinking about, you know, 3 months earlier. He had cut it almost the way we were thinking of it in our heads, because he looked at the angles and knew what we wanted, or we wouldn't have shot them. He intuitively understood why we shot a given angle. And he's also really brilliant at the kind of stuff that you don't get brilliant at until you've been doing it a very long time.